Really nervous because this is genuine and it feels real, and I'm not used to, I guess, talking about real things because you're best master anybody could ever ask for. You're caring and strict, and you forgive me for my many fuck ups, 'cause I fuck up a lot. And I don't know. I guess I just, I want to say I'm sorry for fapping last night when I wasn't supposed to. I got in bed and you were asleep, and I'd been recording all night for the threads, and it had been like 5 days since I got fucked, which is really long for me, and and you were sleeping, and I knew you needed to get up in the morning because you had to go to work, and so I couldn't ask you for permission. I couldn't wake you up and beg you to fuck me, but so I came, and I thought about you torturing me, about you hurting me, using me, and it was really, really good, if that means anything to you. But I'm sure that just makes it worse. So this is just, I don't know. I'm sorry the air conditioning kicks on. It's gonna ruin my audio quality, but whatever, I'm in the middle of something. I don't know. I couldn't control myself, and you're so good to me. And I don't deserve your forgiveness, and I know what my punishment is. I know that I'm gonna get 5 hits with the big wooden punishment paddle on the wall that we keep separate from everything else, so that I know what's coming if I misbehave, but I don't know. I'm not scared of the punishment paddle. I'm scared of seeing the disappointment on your face when you do it. I'm scared of making you upset because you do everything you can for me. And you take care of me, and you are everything to me. And I mean, you can take me from, you know, screaming in pain to actually orgasming from the pain. And that still blows my fucking mind that I can do that. That's still just, I don't even know, like, how that happens. You know, that you can make me come just from the flogger. And you can make me come just by demanding that I come. I don't know how somebody conditions somebody to do that, but you have, and you've taken me further than I could ever hope to go into pleasing you and into trying to be perfect for you. bust my ass to try to be perfect for you. I have a 4.0 in college because I'm trying to be perfect for you. And I want you to understand that I won't do that again. I won't, because this is humiliating, and it's making me realize how fucked up it is that I just completely disregarded what's in our contract. I mean, this is literally in our contract, and I just couldn't help it. And I'm sorry. And I know that if you're once you listen to this, you won't want me to beat myself up for it, but I do. And that's just how I am, but I know you don't want me to, so I'm going to switch into just thinking about how amazing you are. And how all I need to do in my life, and I know this because you have taken care of me for 5 years now, is to trust you and to hand myself over to you and to know that what you choose for me is better than I could possibly choose for myself. And that's the bottom line. And that's why I gave myself over to you, and that's why I submit to you every day, and that's why I wear a fucking collar 24/7. Because I need to remember that when you're around, your decisions are better than mine. And you genuinely do have my best interest at heart. And I love you for that.